Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. Once again, I know I said Dog Days listeners. This is probably the last one you're going to get from me for this season as the feed shuts down in about 24 hours. I have intended to get to one of these every day, but something has always come up, or I have just run out of fuel. I don't think I gave you an update since Saturday night after we got done with the late karaoke. And technically it was Sunday in Atlanta. But I will tell you what happened Sunday real quick. We had our two shows, 4 p.m. We did the Topic is Trek. Wonderful time. Good sized crowd. I think that's the biggest one we've had so far. Granted, it's a big room, so it didn't look like it from the picture. But yeah, we had 25 or so people in that room, which is a good size for our show. I mean, there's been times when we had 8. So I'm happy with the people that came. A lot of new faces. And one lady who said, hey, I came to your panel last year and didn't know who you are or what you were talking about, attended the live panel, and she's been listening to the Topic is Trek all year long. It came back this year. So that worked out well. That's one person that was very loyal and kind enough to say so. That went well. Then I forgot what we did between. I think we wandered around, got some food, and then came back I know what it was. We just kind of hung out. We were looking for food. Joe was hungry, and then we found some food right outside Trader Vic's, and we also found their mixed drinks. I think one was called a Stinger. Not too good. It was mostly orange juice, and we went, well, this is kind of bland. Then we found the Mai Tais, and the Mai Tais were highly alcoholic. So I think I ended up having like 1.5 Mai Tais. And I was feeling it. It was kind of loopy. That was for our 7 o'clock comedy forecast Technorama and Friends show. That went also very well. Good sized crowd, very lively, very involved. We did a bit of a change up for what was it? We made Clinton's wife Bonnie kind of the celebrity. So she started things off. And every time we would say her name, the crowd would get into it and do oi, oi, oi. Of course, we weren't supposed to know what was going on, but of course, we read the script and rehearsed. So but it was fun. I know Amy had mentioned a song that I did for karaoke. I did one Thursday night where I did Herman's Hermits, I'm Into Nothing. It's I'm into Something Good. And I rewrote that as I'm In For Nothing Good. So I did that one. You know, woke up this morning feeling my best. There's a red shirt on my chest. Kirk told me to beam down, and I told him I would. Okay, I'll sing the rest some other time. But that was a lot of fun Thursday night. And then Saturday night, I played something that I wrote about 6 years ago called My Nerdiest Things, to the tune of My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. My friends on Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter, photos on Instagram, cross-post to Flickr, new shows on Netflix released in the spring. These are a few of my nerdiest things. And it goes on from there. Well, I had put the words in a PowerPoint so that the crowd could follow along, if not sing along. And they enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. It went over really well. I had to rehearse it a couple times because whatever version that I used for my video, I cannot find that anymore. And I'm so used to hearing it that way that I had to practice a few times in the afternoon before the show or before karaoke on Saturday to get the meter down and the count, because there's a certain pause. You know, musicians will know what I'm talking about, and I hardly know what I'm talking about. But I got that down, and it rolled out pretty good. So that was always enjoyable, and now I have those decks should I ever want to play them again. So that was karaoke. I meant to touch on that. Sunday night, we kind of hung out in our hotel room with Amy and Clinton and did a little bit of karaoke. I wouldn't call it a grandiose amount, but you know, just a couple of hours sitting around drinking the canned mead and just spending quality time. Monday, Don and I got up. We had to get out of the room by about 10, and the Embassy Suites, it's not a host hotel, but there's been, over the last 7 or 8 years, an increased amount of people for Dragon Con staying there. It's quite a distance from the normal host hotels, and normally it's filled with a combination of Dragon Con and football people, as it was this year. But it was just a lot more people on Monday trying to check out, or maybe it was the time of day we were trying to check out. But this is the first time I've seen the elevator traffic situation where, you know, you got to get on We go up to go down, and hopefully you can get a luggage cart in there. I think one of the three elevators was out of service, which exacerbated the problem. It was interesting to observe. Like, wow, we've reached that point. So we're thinking maybe next year we'll stay till Tuesday. I know Clinton hung out for an extra day. Amy did. And we could just have some quality time, roam around. There's some Dragon Con stuff hanging, still going on, maybe a panel or two. But just spend some quality time. Next year, I'm not going to have a job. In fact, after tomorrow, I'm not going to have a job. It's finally Friday the 6th tomorrow, where Don and I are going to San Diego, and we'll have a little celebration with some people in the office from 2 to 6, or excuse me, 2 to 4, and then check into our hotel, and then spend some time with friends on Saturday, and then do some Disney and California Adventure next week. So looking forward to that very much. So Monday we flew home from Atlanta. Not much to say there. Busy traffic in Atlanta's airport, but not overly so. And maybe I'm a bit biased because I've TSA and can go past most of that. So the security line for me anyway wasn't real long. Traffic in the airport, it was crowded, but I wouldn't say it was any worse than any other Dragon Con I've seen. Although nationwide, I'm told there were more people traveling this weekend than ever before. So yeah, I'd say it was busy, but nothing I haven't seen before. Not terribly surprising. We got home. Tuesday was a day off for ServiceNow. So I did some work painting the bathroom. We still had some of the paint left from the walls. I said, gee, I hope I have enough. And fortunately, it covered in one coat. So I did have enough. Actually, I had a little extra. So we got the blue paint on the walls. Normally, I would prefer to paint the ceiling first in case it drips on the walls. But I was very careful. And then tonight, I went and bought a gallon of the paint, of the white paint, painted the ceiling. And I have enough, theoretically, to paint the studio ceiling when the time comes. I don't plan to do that anytime soon because I'd have to take down all the lights. I'd have to take down all the sound foam. But there are some places where there's holes and there's patches and it could use a touch up. Oh crud! I just forgot. I forgot to paint the wall inside the closet so I could put all the studio stuff back in the closet. I will get to that. So that is my update. Had my what I thought was going to be my exit interview on Wednesday. Also had what I thought was going to be an Ask Me Anything Wednesday. Both of them turned into surprise tribute Zoom calls. So yesterday was very, very emotional. Woke up knowing that the end was near for one of our dear friends, Keith Lane. He passed away early Wednesday morning. Ben Raggaton, love of his life, was posting on Facebook. He said, we brought Keith to the emergency room. He's been suffering for a year, year and a half with a liver condition. And we knew the end was near. I will say that very, very sad. Very sad. And, then having two kind of tribute webinars, Zoom calls during the day, I was emotionally drained by the end of the day. But backing up to Ben and Keith, I'm very fortunate for a mishap that happened earlier this summer. We had our pool party on June 8th. And Donna and I were sitting there on June 1st, Saturday, the week before, and Ben walks up to the door with the 2-liter bottle of soda, and I'm thinking, I'll bet he's here a week early. And sure enough, I go, hey, Ben. He goes, are we the first ones? I said, yeah, the party's next week. He goes, oh, Keith is going to be so upset because he spent so much time yesterday, Friday, May 31st, working on all the food and whatnot. They brought some really delicious stuff. I said, you know what? Let's just hang out and enjoy each other's company. So we had a nice lunch. We watched a little TV. We had a great discussion. We played the ukulele for a while. It was so nice to be able to spend that time with them. Now I'm losing it. I feel very fortunate to have had that accidental. And if they hadn't, they came back the following weekend on the 8th. And During the party, I got to spend a little time with everybody. We've got people from all over, and there were probably 20, 23 people that came to this party. So as a gracious host, I'm trying to go from pillar to post, rather poetic right there. And I didn't get as much time as I would like. So I'm really happy that we had that, happenstance that they came over, because a few months later, he's gone. And another reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing, when I'm doing this. I'm retiring to spend time with family and friends while we're still here, while I still can. And had a wonderful call last night, Wednesday night, with my parents. Mom, boy, she looks like a new woman. She's smiling and had a spring in her step. Just a few weeks ago, she was, she's already hunched over like a candy cane. That all happened in the last few years. But, smile on her face. She was healthier, and it was good to see. And we're going to see them in about 6 weeks. Looking forward to that. But tomorrow, it's off to San Diego, turn in the laptop, turn in the badge, see some friends, and do what I came here to do. Spend time with friends and family and enjoy life. So that takes care of it for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. Thank you, everybody, for staying with me on this journey. I know it's probably not been the most interesting thing if you're not that close to retirement. If you are, or if you've got any questions, I'm always happy to share. Like always, as I go through life and I learn a few things, happy to share them with anyone who cares to listen or share their thoughts as well. Never above learning and passing that information on. I look forward to potentially doing Dog Days of Advent. Don't know yet. I'll have to come up with a topic. A number of family members and friends have been asking if there's going to be a return of Saturday Night Karaoke. There very, very may well be in a slightly modified format. So that's a possibility as we head into retirement. I might have Saturday nights popping up with a little entertainment. And now that I'm playing the ukulele, that might make an appearance too. I have a way to patch that into the mixer and we'll have some entertainment. So look forward to hearing from everybody and seeing you all and keeping in touch. Don't be a stranger. Till next time, take care, stay safe, and know that I love you. Bye.